What's up? Hey, not much. I'm Robbie Armfield. With me is Benny Bogey.
That's correct.
Mitchell JC.
Check, check, check.
And Sophie Gordon.
Yo.
What's going on? Thanks so much to Brady Tanner for the mornings before us. This show is called Robbie's Modern Life, and we're with you until 1 p.m. Excited to be with you. Exciting show. A lot coming up. Picture this. Picture this. An old man weaseling his way into your house to deposit gifts and eat some snacks, only to depart without a single whisper. That sounds pretty weird, right?
Are you talking about?
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Okay, what if I was to reveal to you that this apparently unsavoring trespassing character is in fact our beloved Christmas hero, Santa Claus? We'll be engaging the RML Roundtable to discuss whether Santa Claus is the weirdest concept in our current Western society.
And we're going to have to find out.
And Scooby-Doo wanks? Turns out Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Dappy-Doo were the most searched porn genres of 2019. We're happy to bring that news to you. So sorry to all you peacock freaks, the Scooby-Doos have this round.
And Player One has left the rap game. New evidence suggests that the late hip-hop god Tupac Shakur departed peacefully at his desk writing raps.
Okay.
So stick around.
Get shot. Mitch, you're getting into 1-4, are you?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Hop around, you get checked. Back to back with my
goons. Making moves, we get checks. Laying hands on my arms. Mitch, you're loving it.
I am loving it. It's kind of groovy. It's a bit out there. It's a bit violent. I like that about the beats and about the raps. You know, it hits hard. Gets my juices going.
Would you see them live if they came around town?
I would. But actually, I've looked into it and I cannot find them. I can't find any shows. It's crazy. They're That's just odd. From like them Mount Druitt or something nearby.
They don't play any live shows.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Oh, what's weird?
I don't know why.
Maybe they're working hard enough on that.
Yeah, I can't find it. It's like one tour cancelled.
Mm. Every time I look for it, it comes up with the Google calculator instead, because I just put 1-4 and it took me a while to...
Like 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
1-4 music.
No, they've got a really cool energy, don't they? But you find a lot of new music on Hottest 100, is that right?
Yeah. So I was surprised not to see them there either, though. This one I just came across was in my YouTube recommended, but most of my stuff is, from Hottest 100.
Okay, hear me out.
Billie Eilish and stuff.
What?
Chopin?
Yeah. What about him?
But, Trap Chopin.
Oh, not this again.
You always do this, Manny.
Every week.
Nothing has cool.
to be. Not everything has to be Trap, Benny.
Okay. But some stuff can just be beautiful as it is.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, and Ain't Nobody Praying For Me.
Ain't Nobody Praying For Me.
Kendrick Lamar is set to blind walk a tightrope between the recreated Twin Towers to the release of his new album, The Noose.
Ain't Nobody Praying For Me.
To be honest, I think I am praying for him, because that's going to be a daring publicity stunt.
That's coming up.
Yes. And while other species are becoming more threatened, beloved Australian icon, the cockatoo, has been declared a national pest.
Really?
Yeah. So the Australian government is looking into interesting ways to neuter these birds and innovative methods of exterminating them. A decent sum is being paid to any citizens that have creative suggestions as to how we can cull these national icons.
Okay. Wow. Overabundant.
Overabundant national
poison
icons.
Poison the reservoir or something.
Oh, yeah, poison the reservoir. That's so stinking loud.
And Sophie, the Santana of rap has been found in the Caribbean?
Yeah, on a pirate ship, apparently, donning all the trappings of a pirate, bandana and all.
Rappings.
Wow. And actually, turning the focus to you, Sophie, you actually did something interesting over the weekend. You followed Kylie Jenner on Instagram. So much for being woke.
No, I didn't. I did not.
You absolutely did. Come on, get your phone up. Come on.
No, I'm telling you, I do not follow her.
I see another tab on your computer. I can see it.
You so follow Kylie Jenner.
Come on. Get it up. Come on.
Let's see it.
Come on, let's see it. Come on.
Let's go through your follows. Here, and your follows, Kylie Jenner.
Oh,
first one. First
so
one.
So you need to go through them, apparently.
You're only following one.
It's just her.
And it's her. How embarrassing.
Explain that.
Just her and Snowden.
And coming up. We have some new music from one of the hottest bands on the planet, nay, the country right now, Tame Impala. He's teamed up with the guys that brought you Summer. How's it feeling? We all know that one.
Which one's that?
Can't wait to chat to him on the phone very soon. You're on the show, Robbie's Modern Life. FBI Radio is the station. See in a moment. This is Beanie Man with Feel It Boy. Baby girl. Oh, na na. Zaka, 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 zaka. Ooh, Lord, 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 Lord. Are you ready for that? Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I got no money. What? She is still my honey. What? There is no reason to be funny. Cause I say that, yeah. I don't care what you say, but you can say, girl. Keep on saying your thing, yeah. And I don't care what you do, but you can do, girl. Keep on doing your thing, yeah. And I don't care what you shake, but you can shake, girl. You have my head to spin, yeah. And I don't care what you kiss, but you can kiss, girl. You have this word to sing, that people keep on telling me that you're here to stay, yeah. But I keep on telling them that you will go away. Cause why? Two wrongs can't make no right. Now, ain't nothing wrong with a good old fight. Yeah.
This year, Sydney comedians absolutely turned on the laughs. On Tuesday, February 11th, FBI is celebrating the best in Sydney's music, arts, and culture at our 11th annual FBI Smack Awards. Green light. In 2019, each of the following comedy acts challenged, immersed, and enlightened us, from the airwaves to the big stage. These are the nominated acts for Best Comedy. Dick and the Jizz Boys.
Oh my God, did you just come on that biscuit?
Harriet Stupid Eats Lunch. Daddy Daycare with Daniel Ahern. In the Box with Joey Dixon.
And how did that make you feel?
Off the Cufflink, a comedy show.
I can see a rainbow.
Auntie Donna.
Haven't we done well? Ooh, Christmas pud. Mmm.
And Robbie's Modern Life. Voting closes January 30th, so let your voice be heard. Visit fbiradio.com/smacks to get involved.
Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell and Sophie are in the studio with you. Super excited for those Smack Awards. They're happening next Tuesday, I believe, February 11th.
Did you get invited?
I don't think... mine's still coming in the... it's not my email yet, but it must be coming.
Is it not just assumed that we're going?
Well, like, because we're nominated for one of the best comedy acts, I assume we're going. But Sophie? Have you got an invite?
Where do they send it?
I think it's just email. Emails. Bernie, you got it in your email.
I'm refreshing it now.
I'll check junk, maybe.
Other people they've already got the invites, I think.
Might be other email, I'm not sure.
It's a celebration of Sydney's best, you know, music, arts, culture, eats.
And comedy.
And comedy, of course. You know, being one of the nominated acts, which we're super stoked about, is fascinating, great, and we can't wait to attend. And anyway, we'll be sort of looking into more about where those invites are coming up very soon.
It was so fun as well, wasn't it? Last couple of years have been fun.
Yeah, although you did do that thing to Julia Jacklin, which I know
you
really appreciated.
Yeah.
I got kicked out. No, I didn't get kicked. What?
The
night ended early for me.
You have a problem with your memory. You have a problem.
Do I?
The epic pizza incident.
With Julia?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah, it is coming back. I don't really want to talk
about it. Might be the reason.
I don't really want to talk about that whole incident with me and Julia Jacklin.
Okay. There's been an airport mix-up recently, hasn't there, Bernie?
Yeah.
You travelled from Adelaide, but somebody else was on the flight. Talk us through this one.
Look, I'm often flying, often doing domestic flights. My carbon footprint is very large, but that doesn't bother me. I love flying, and I love going interstate.
Yeah, places. Of course. Awesome. Yeah. And usually it's all good, right? I mean, you know, get usually, one place, go to B, you get your baggage, whatever.
You know, since I fly a lot, it's usually quite a smooth process.
Mm.
But I was recently landed at Sydney Airport just last weekend, and I was harmlessly just collecting my luggage. when an innocent mix-up did occur, I picked up what I thought was my luggage, and then I got home. And as you do, you know, the zipper.
Of course.
Undoing the bag, you know, I was going
to open it up,
get out my souvenirs and things. Exactly like that, yeah. Get out some souvenirs for my friends and family, which I bought, snow globes from Adelaide and stuff.
Did you go to Adelaide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just round trip to the airport.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my luggage. It was
What? I hate this. Has this ever happened to you guys before?
No.
Mix up with the baggage. It is a nightmare. It's happened to me before when I came back from England. It was a nightmare, honestly, having to work out whose was what, like where my stuff was. I mean, it eventually worked itself out, thank God. But what happened with yours, Bernie?
Well, it had a name tag on it. You wouldn't believe whose it was.
Who was it?
There's millions of people in the world.
You wouldn't
who,
believe.
Who would it be?
There's literally billions of people. How are we going to guess whose baggage it was?
It was freaking Travis Scott's luggage.
This?
I might need me some ventilation.
I'm serious.
No way, man.
I don't believe you.
That sounds fictional almost.
The Travis Scott.
Yeah, Travis. It said Travis Scott. And looking through some of the items in the bag, it kind of backs it up, because there was like jewelry, there was awesome stuff.
Do you still have it?
Is that the yellow? Rolls of money?
Rolls of money?
I still have it.
Wow.
Cash.
Cash. Yeah, wads of
US
cash.
Dollars.
US dollars. I can't use them.
That's incredible. So what did he have in the bag?
Yeah, I've just...
You've got it here.
Let's look at that.
I just wrote a sheet.
9,900 in cash.
That's the sheet of all the... That's the sheet of all the things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. So it says here he had light bulbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Odd.
And 10 kilos of soil, earth.
I think that's under the limit still.
10 kilos. Do you have to declare that?
I don't know.
I don't think you have to. If you're Travis Scott, you can do anything you want, I guess.
Loose soil or in bags?
It's packed.
Yeah, okay. Packed tight. Cool. Yeah, it would have been.
Okay.
Bricks.
Yeah. Looks like he's carrying about 9,900 in cash.
All right. Well, that's not exceeding the 10K, which you then have to declare, of course.
Yeah.
All right. He's got a chain. One chain.
It's just a chain.
A yellow pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got here.
Okay. Oh, is that the one? He probably wore that to Laneway or something.
I don't think he's in town for Laneway.
He's not. Okay. Must have been last year.
All right. I've got someone here. Dan the tradie texting and asking, is Trav a boxes or briefs man? Bernie, what's he copping there? What's he wearing?
Weirdly enough, no undies. Yeah.
He's a commando dude.
He's commando.
I mean, he buys from wherever he flies to.
Yeah. There wasn't many clothes.
Disposes of them.
Yeah.
Disposes.
Massive respect for that.
My theory is that this is actually not his clothes bag, because there's a few things of clothes. Yeah. This is kind of his other stuff bag.
Mm. Okay.
That makes sense. There's a lot more stuff in here. 20 packs of cigarettes.
So many cigarettes.
20. Surely that's
running a business.
There's a lot he'd need to declare here, I think.
5 packs of matches there as well. No lighters. Old school.
Old school.
Old school. I like that.
Also,
he's also got rollies. So that's also hella old school. Yeah. And chewing tobacco.
Okay, 4 movie vouchers for Event Cinemas Burwood. A very specific one. Now, Bernie, did you pocket these? Did you pocket any of the stuff that you found in his bag? What's been the process like of getting your luggage actually back?
How do you contact him?
Well, I went through and I made this itinerary.
Yeah, of course.
Inventory, rather, of...
it's very extensive.
Of what was in it, just for the police, you know? So, I can go, this is what's in it.
Yep.
Here, I didn't touch it. I don't want to do anything, you know? Spent, like, a little bit of money, but other than that...
you spent some of his money.
Yeah, what?
You can't say that on air.
That's like a finder's fee kind of. Yeah.
I don't think you're actually allowed. Can I just say
it's like, give me back the wallet.
Sorry.
The money's yours.
Can I just ask?
Can I have those sheets back, by the way?
I don't think if you have somebody else's luggage, I think it's illegal to then go through it like this.
And
categorize and document.
Well.
I think you've done
that. And then to broadcast what somebody's luggage is.
Well, you said I could do it on the show today. So.
I didn't realize. You said, look, I've had a bag mix up. You didn't tell me there was going to be a sort of laundry list, literally, of the sort of various.
Dirty laundry.
What is this? Dendy Opera Keys? He's vouchers. Got a couple of vouchers for various cinemas. Glow in the dark condoms.
Mm.
And a few Astroworld CDs signed by Kylie Jenner.
Some vintage ashtrays.
Rodeo, a few rodeo CDs.
May as well finish off what he's got here. Yeah. May as well finish off. Jenga, Scrabble, more matches, 3 iPhones,
stacked together, like, and bound.
The iPhone 3.
Stacked and bound.
About 17 cables to charge it.
What a curious array that this man, Travis Scott, has in his baggage. Wow. Yeah.
Bernie, you've got to get it back to him.
Yeah. You've got to get that back to him.
Travis,
yeah.
Hold it for ransom, maybe.
Oh, good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, we've got some really exclusive stuff coming up from Kevin Parker, the man behind Tame Impala. This new song is really going to blow your mind, and it's connected new show, Stan Original, that we're all super excited about. It's called A Little Psycho. Do stick around to hear more about that. Plus, Home Invasions, Why, How, Who.
And When.
This is by Carolyn Polachek. See you in a moment, RML, FBI.
Sometimes I wonder, do I love you too much? Then I tell myself, Caroline, shut up. 'Cause there's only one way, one way to find out if it ever gets better. Come closer, let me see you in the light. I dare you to stay with me. You know I get low sometimes. I dare you to make time stop instead of speeding up, up. I dare you to go slow, don't run.
Caroline Shut Up by Caroline Polachek from her new album Pang. Beautiful stuff. Robbie's Modern Life, FBI Radio. Bernie, Sophie, Mitchell and myself, Robbie, are in the studio with you, and we have the privilege of detailing an exclusive new show, exclusive to Stan. There's an exciting new development in the world of Stan, which has piqued our attention more than we'd like to admit. We're all guilty of the occasional night in Stan binge at home, of course. And this new little mystery drama has us on house arrest. It's called Little Psycho, and it's both disturbing and gripping in one whacked watchable combo. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it reminds me a lot of stuff. But it's marketed as a show about a young Dexter-like figure set in the south of Adelaide. The main character, a boy the age of about 7, kills men that he believes to be really bad guys. He is calculated and cold in his methodology, and he takes absolutely no prisoners.
So binge-worthy. I've got to say, so binge-worthy.
Well, binge-worthy to an extent, because we only got access to the pilot in our little press screener. But it was awesome. It was
binged by all.
I binged,
on repeat.
I binged that a few times. The pilot, what I got from that, the vibes was, I loved the way, the artistic way it went into, like, the details of the crimes. Almost like we're on the side of the killer.
So yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, sort of empathizing, I think. I don't know what you mean, Bernie. And the way they show the murders is really gruesome. And I like that sort of the first half of the episode is leading up to the murder, and then the second half is kind of just detailing how he did it.
They don't skim through the process of the murder. Like, it's a really artful approach. You see every angle and... Mm.
And I can't wait for the
rest. Did you find the colour grading quite bizarre? I thought it was like highly saturated. Yeah, really highly saturated. I'm not sure if that was just the version that we were sent was sort of not fully post-produced or something. Yeah. I'm not sure.
High saturation kind of reminds me of Tame Impala's music, though, so maybe it's a little bit of a parallel. Oh, yeah.
Sophie, what an incredible observation. How could we go past it? The new show, Little Psycho, closer to Stan, as we're talking about here, the theme of it is made by none other than KP. Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, of course. He's released in A Speaker, Lonerism, Currents, and the new album, The Slow Rush, is sure to blow everyone's heads off. And he's blown our heads off with the theme for this show, Little Psycho, on Stan. We're lucky enough to have the man himself on the line with us right now. Kev, talk us through how you got involved with this show, Little Psycho.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, boys. Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah, so I basically heard that the show was happening on Stan, and I just thought the premise, it was so gripping, it was so real and raw, and I thought, oh, it's something I need to get involved in. So when I heard that it needed a sound, a theme, I thought, yep, sign me up.
Mm.
Cool. So we want to know, how did you go about writing the track?
Yeah, so basically, I took some of the leftover feelings that I had from Currents, you know, the dark. Mm. Yeah, you know, I touched on some dark stuff on that record, but I wanted to really tap into more of the, excuse the subtlety, but the psycho side of Tame Impala. So what I actually did was I used some of those leftover vibes, and I just channeled it into a really heinous soundtrack that I gave to the guys, and they really ate it up.
Oh, awesome, Kev. I think that's interesting that you actually contacted them. That surprised me. But this new song sounds a lot like another track of yours released very recently, Lost in Yesterday. Did it come from the same session, perhaps?
No, I don't really know what you're referring to there. They're two completely distinct tracks, Mitch. Do you mind clarifying what you mean by that?
Oh, I didn't mean any insult by it, just that they seem very similar in the production style. And
yeah, well, they're not, Mitch. They're not.
Well, it's just your testament to your distinct style, I guess.
And yeah, that's all right.
Okay. And, Kev, any pre-recording rituals that you do to get in the zone?
I downloaded this mindfulness app on Apple App Store, and I just do a little bit of meditation beforehand.
Okay.
And you'd need it because...
you'd need it with how angry this track is, honestly.
Yeah. I'm pissed off, Mitch.
Kev, you've got a big...
I may come across as chill, but I'm pissed off.
Well, you can hear it through the line. You've got a... you need that mindfulness app, of course, with a big Aussie tour coming up in a couple of months. How is your work-life balance looking with that on the calendar?
Yeah, not the best at the moment. It's a little bit booked out, but I guess that's why I kind of jump at the opportunity of getting into projects like Little Psycho, where I can really get some of this rage out, because I'm starting to feel like a little psycho myself.
Well, it's a good way to get all of those inner emotions out through music.
Yeah.
Well, one for the fans out there, of any other vices you have, do you have any favorite video games that you like to play on tour?
So I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I'm a big COD fan. Love COD. I'm massively into Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Awesome. Love just like jacking cars and like running over people on that. Mm-hmm. And Doom. Love Doom. But yeah, all of that like kind of chilled stuff, which I think a lot of people kind of gather and equate given Tame Impala sound.
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
Alright, and Kev, one for the fans out there, do you have any pre-recording rituals that you do to get in the zone when you're in the studio? Obviously, you've got a bunch of instruments there, you've got all the recording equipment that you could possibly need, but sometimes inspiration can be lacking. What are your rituals to get in that zone?
Yeah, just COD.
In the studio?
Yeah.
The game Call of Duty on the Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah, just play COD.
Yeah, okay.
And I did not pick you for a COD player. But
yeah, and well, I am Mitch.
Little Psycho, this the new Stan exclusive. It's about a boy, the age of about 7, that kills men that he believes to be really bad guys. What do you think we can learn from a show that is so violent, so unrepentantly violent, unrelentingly violent?
Yeah, I think it's just... I think everyone, you know, when they're binging it, when they're feeling secure and safe in their homes, they should just really think that, watch what you're doing out there, because there might be someone who's taking tabs and who might just come and who might just come and kill you.
Okay.
Knock their head off. Yeah, right.
Kevin, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. We can't wait to check you at the Kudos Bank Arena very, very soon.
April 20.
April 20. Yeah. And the Slow Rush out soon as well. We'll chuck on the song itself now. This is your theme to the new Stan Original series.
Little Psycho.
Little Psycho. Kevin, it's been a pleasure, mate. Thanks.
Enjoy. Thank you all. Thank you all. Enjoy your day. See ya.
This winter, something special will be replacing the once-beloved Splendor in the Grass in North Byron Parklands. It's Fool's Fest, a three-day party for you and your full license-holding mates, no dickheads, provisional license holders, and absolutely no pedestrians.
If you're the kind of person who hates getting DUI'd on the way home from the pub, this event is for you.
Because you have your full license.
See Ronnie and the Daytonas, Dandy Warhols, Shannon Knoll, The Sonics, Chuck Berry, Hologram, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, and the Cars, amongst many other great car-related bands, all set to the backdrop of the beautiful Byron Bay Parklands, soon to be the Honda Speedway.
It's not all about the music and cars, however. Experience movie magic on the Southern Hemisphere's largest screen inside the drive-in cinema tent, playing a titillating variety of vehicular-focused films like Grease, Drive, Speed, and Cars 1 and 2. Travel to and from the festival is limited to cars, as well as inside the festival in a world-first, no-foot-traffic punter experiment.
Sleep in your car tickets go on sale this Wednesday, the 5th of February. It's all happening June 26th to the 28th. Book online now. Fool's Fest, proudly sponsoring RML.
FBR Radio, 94.5 FM, Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell and Sophie with you. Really appreciating your company today. Hey, that Fool's Fest sounds really interesting. Fool's Festival.
F-U-L-L-S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's if I can glean correctly from that advertisement, you don't walk through it. It's purely you're in your vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can only drive.
Yeah.
Okay, at the Byron Parklands.
Yeah, yeah, trying to lower the environmental impact by having people not trample all over the... Because they usually have issues where they tramp people.
Get so muddy.
Trample it up.
The environmental impact.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So trying to keep people in their cars.
So everyone will be in their cars moving around the festival.
If I remember correctly, I think I did go to like Splendor in the Grass something 1 year, and the main stage that I remember from the Byron Parklands, it's almost like a big kind of hill
amphitheater.
So amphitheater, yeah, it's so steep. I could imagine that if there was rain, those vehicles would be swerving down. I imagine.
Honestly, the Parklands I think are a floodplain as well.
Mm.
If they get about more than 10 mils of water, the whole thing just turns into like a bog, a marsh, basically.
Which is not ideal to have people just trampling and walking all over. Yeah, so the organisers have decided to the Fool's Fest.
Better option.
No stipulations I heard in that ad as well about the sort of the type of wheels that they're supposed to have or anything like that, like off-road kind of thing. It seems like anybody is allowed as long as you have your full licence.
Mm. And so, you can sleep in your car, which is awesome. You don't have to set up a tent.
That's more expensive, though.
No, you. That's
I think
the
you're
only
obliged.
Option, really.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's cool. Hey, we just spoke to before the one and only Kevin Parker, Tame Impala's very own. It was so exciting. Here's his. The new song, you just heard it. You've been getting involved on the text line. It's the new theme music for Stan original series Little Psycho. It's about a little boy age of about 7 that murders without repentance.
It is crazy, and it's so Tame Impala. It's so his style, and I'm in love with it and the show.
Yeah, going here from Ben and Marrickville. I love it. This reminds me a little bit of Elephant, but I love it. I can't think why that would be the case. Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of Lost in Yesterday, the most recent track that he did.
Yeah. It's coughed a bit of flack for being just looking like it's a runoff of that same recording
those
session.
Those drums at the start. Yeah. You know? Those drums that you can hear at the start.
Yeah. Hey, Santa.
What about him?
What about him, man? Christmas.
Talk to me, Rob.
Christmas.
What?
What a wonderful time of year.
No.
The perfect excuse for good food, rare family togetherness, thoughtful gift giving, merriment, and cheer.
Aww.
Roasting chestnuts on an open fire, sharing stories with relatives, drinking port, laughing at jokes by the Christmas tree. And eagerly awaiting the gifts from one man in particular on Christmas morning, Santa Claus. What at one moment appears completely normal and worthy of ubiquitous celebration can at a second glance become something rather unsettling. Has anyone bothered to unpack what this man is all about? Let's uncover what I mean in an RML roundtable. RML roundtable. And to join us in this discussion, we have on the phone Ben from Prosper as a Millennial. Mate, what's going on?
Hey, Robbie. Not much, mate. Just having a chat about Santa Claus with you guys. It should be fun.
Now, is Santa Claus the weirdest concept of our current society? I think it might be. My feeling about him is he's an old roly-poly man that, you know, enters through the chimney, deposits some gifts and eats all your snacks and then leaves, okay? That sounds pretty crazy and weird to me and yet is so celebrated in a ubiquitous fashion. Am I wrong? Am I going crazy over here?
You're not going crazy, Rob. It is kind of weird when you think about it. When you're a kid, it is fun. It's exciting. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit wild staying up late, awaking in the morning to see that exciting stuff. But when you're an adult, it's kind of weird.
When I was a kid, I was scared.
Yeah.
Why would I be happy about a scary old man coming through the chimney? What could he be here for?
Yeah, look, the fear is definitely something that I relate with when in terms of Santa. There's two awakenings really in your life. It's one where you realize Santa's not real, and then there's another one where you realize that he actually is. He is a real person, and right. he's very weird.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't want him in my house.
Of sorts. Yeah. Look, I don't have a problem with him.
Ben, you go ahead, mate. Sorry.
I was devastated when I found out he wasn't real at the time. I vividly remember. I was shattered.
Really? What age were you, Ben?
I was probably 8 or 9, I reckon. I don't know, but I vividly remember. I wouldn't say I bawled my eyes out, but I was definitely devastated.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
It's a shock to the system, isn't it?
Have you kept up the Santa thing for your little ones, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to as a parent. So I've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, 2 boys. And yeah, no, it is quite... It's very exciting watching them come out in the morning, I must admit.
But this is an interesting thing, right? Because you say, you know, it's so weird, it's so devastating. And... you know, but why perpetuate this idea that is so weird? It's so weird of our current society that we have this guy in a white beard, you know, tiptoeing through your house, eating your snacks, and
in
then
Westfields,
you know, in your Westfields, you know, sitting on your knee, you know, whispering sweet nothings. What's going on there?
I don't know, but it is weird because you're lying to your kids the whole time and you're trying to teach them to be honest and, you know, open and, you know, talk to you, but then the whole time you're lying about Santa. So it does feel very weird.
It's so strange. You know, I just thought of something that is just so weird about Santa. He's so hidden and he's so, like, out of sight, in mind for a lot of the Christmas run-up, except for in photographs in Westfield where he's seen... just willy-nilly sitting there, and you
that's
can go
right.
take a photo.
That's true.
But the night of Christmas, nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen at all.
Ben, what do you think?
I agree. He's gone. The only reason you see him is on the tracker, on the app. Your little kids look at it and they see where he is. And
there's an
that's
app.
About it.
Wait, what app? There's an app?
There's an app. Yeah, absolutely.
So could you potentially catch him when he's in your house?
You can see where he's tracking around the world. Absolutely.
That would be... He would have to cover a lot of distance real quick. He'd be moving around like a dart, a bullet on that
map. But this is the thing, Mitch. You know, Ben, Sophie, Bernie, this is what I'm saying, is that Santa is having to be so visual and, you know, keep up appearances, so to speak. And then when it comes to the night itself, he's zipping and darting around the world in such a way as to deposit gifts and eat all your snacks and, you know, home invasion style. And we're keeping up this myth. And I don't really see the point of it. I think it's so bloody weird. And I think it's probably the weirdest thing that we have in our current society. And Ben, I just have to pull you up, mate. Why are we continuing it?
It's got to be for the kids, isn't it, Robbie? Has to be.
Oh yeah.
But if we want to uphold, you know, honest and honest values, honesty, integrity, and then we're keeping up this bizarro lie, surely they're at odds.
Yeah, well, probably. So the way you put it like that, we probably just need to get rid of him.
Maybe we get rid of Santa Claus.
How do we do that?
But how would we do that?
I'll tell you what else is weirder. Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny.
That is so true. Not even human.
It's not that weird.
This creepy bunny, like, coming into your house, Sophie, and giving you chalky eggs.
Eating chocolate eggs.
Hey, look, if he's giving me chocolate, I've got no problem.
No qualms.
Sophie's obsessed with chocolate.
Hey, actually, you know what? You know what? I just thought of something even weirder, guys. I think the tooth fairy is weirder.
Yeah, I agree. Weird.
Oh, that's up there.
That is pretty bizarre.
Look, he's weird, but Santa Claus is weirder.
Okay, if Santa's going, we're getting rid of all three of those.
Yeah.
Well, what about, guys, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Elf on the Shelf. Surely you've heard of Elf on the Shelf.
Now, no.
The meme.
No. So start of December, you have to hide these elves in your house. And the first couple of days is great because the kids come out and find it. By the end of it, you're trying to find a place to put these bloody elves in the house to hide them. And basically, it's every night leading up to Christmas. That's weird.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm having trouble understanding what that is, actually. I don't know.
Let's scrap that.
Go and Google it.
I will Google it. That does sound weird, though, Ben. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Ben, if it's okay with you, we'll keep you on the line, and we'll get into an interesting little thing after a quick song. Is that all right with you?
Can't wait, Robbie.
Fantastic. Ben from Prosper as a Millennial is with us. Robbie's Modern Life. See you in a very short moment after this song to get into something very interesting indeed. It's going to be very interesting and very fun. This is one by Leaf.
Very interesting.
FBI.
Legendary children, do your thing. Shouts to native kids with some queens and kings. Zone Angel. Spread your wings. Hit the ground running while they coming in. They think they ghetto-centric, like the hood's a haven. They pretend that it's healthy, and so we keep on moving. As we're moving closer, we keep on spilling over, like a running over. But who's the Red Rover? Rats and roaches running out there in the daytime. I hope you got those good shoes, cause you know it's always been race time. I'm talking like, if it pays for no change, no change for the freaking train. Must hop that shit again. Damn, let me explain. There's a fire for lip, and no one seems to care about the half dead. See the dust in the air from halos of gods. High top face and afros, outshine shady hearts. Walking into darkness, and you know we're not afraid. Go ahead and invade our cosmos, shake the foundation. We see how you operate.
Zone Angel Freestyle, April 2014 by Leaf from the Physically Sick 2 compilation. Robbie, Sophie, Bernie and Mitchell are with you right now. Appreciating your company on FBI Radio. The show is called RML and with us is an interesting and motivational, inspiring man, Ben from the Facebook page Prosper as a Millennial. Ben, mate, g'day.
Hello, Robbie.
Hey, Ben.
Now, actually, just before we get into this, would you be able to just talk us through what Prosper as a Millennial is and also how's it going?
Oh, it's going, yeah, no, it's going well. You know, it's just a Facebook page that I set up on the back of a business event that I went to in November, and it's more just around, you know, passing on any thoughts and knowledge, you know, to the younger generation, so to speak. So, you know, I've done a bit in my corporate life and, you know, I just want to pass on my my knowledge. So there's a few things in the mix for the next 12 months, but right now it's more just you know, the odd post here and there, and hopefully it gains a bit of traction.
Okay. Now, Ben,
we're about to spice things
as
up.
As you can hear, there is an interesting zone that you have entered into. It's called the Dark Crypt.
We've never done anything like this on the show, Ben, and we thought you'd be the perfect person to try this out with. Essentially, what it's going to be is a little choose your own adventure, radio play kind of game.
Right.
So, Ben, you're going to have to navigate your way through this world. We're going to throw a few roadblocks and challenges up, usually with a couple of options.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to decide which one to take to see if you can make it to the end of the Dark Crypt.
I used to love Choose Your Own Adventure books.
So, Ben, perfect. We thought you did.
We knew you'd love it.
But what we're going to do is we're going to like explain the scenario of each of the rooms and then give you the option. You ready to go?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
First of all, you need to choose what you look like.
What? I just give you a say? You don't give me options. Matt Damon. There you go.
You look like Matt Damon. And and what are you wearing as Matt Damon?
Right now, shorts and a t-shirt.
In the dark crypt?
Oh. Probably shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay. Not
thongs or
quite bare.
No,
not a thong person. Sneakers person.
Sneakers or bare feet?
No, sneakers.
Okay. Ben, you awake alone in a castle tower. There is a window. There is an axe next to the window. In this room, there is a single door. Alas, it is barred with chains. What do you do?
I try and go out the window, I reckon.
Out the window?
Hmm.
Okay, out the window.
So
The window is blocked. The window is locked and blocked. Do you follow the corridor?
If it's locked and blocked, I've got to use the axe to get out, don't I?
Nice.
Yes. Ah, so you pick up the axe and you use it to bash down the door or the window?
Absolutely. No, the door.
The door. Okay. Alright, so you bash down the door. And it opens for you. It reveals a long corridor. You follow it and reach the grand staircase. There are two directions you may choose. Do you go up or down?
Down.
Good decision, Ben. You enter a dark, candlelit armory. There's a dusty suit of armor in the corner. Do you don the suit of armor or leave it be?
Nah, you gotta don it.
Well done.
Alright, you don the suit of armor. There are two doors exiting the armory room. One is wooden, one is steel. Which do you choose? Both look to lead to the same room.
I'm gonna go the wooden.
Okay. You open the wooden door.
You enter another room with a snake in one corner and a blunderbuss. Whoa. A blunderbuss in the other. Do you pick up the gun or the snake?
Ben, do you pick up the snake or the gun?
The gun.
All right, you pick up the gun, you load it. Do you fire?
Absolutely.
A clean hit.
You slay the snake with one clean hit. You enter a small chamber with a luxurious dinner table set up. Do you take a seat or exit through the tunnel to the north? You can see a large fire-breathing dragon-like figure awaiting you in the tunnel.
Probably take a seat, have a
seat. Nice.
You decide to take a seat. Numerous well-dressed peasants walk into the chamber and greet you. There are two chalices. One is full of red wine, the other blue and toxic-looking. The peasants employ you to choose one and drink it. Which one do you drink?
I love a good glass of red, so I go the red.
Oh. Oh, no.
You drink the red and perish.
Oh. Oh. Presents.
Ben, you tried your best, mate. How was that? The dark crypt. You've exited it now. You're out of the crypt. Mate, how was that?
Well done, Ben.
Well done.
Well done.
It's hard. The journey ends there, though.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Fantastic. Was that similar to the books of old that you enjoyed? Those, the Choose Your Own Adventures?
Oh, it was that long ago, but yeah, similar. You choose your own adventure. You guys remember those books, don't you?
Yeah,
we do. We actually really like them a lot as well. So, Ben, mate, you've been such a great sport. Everyone get out there and like Prosper as a Millennial on Facebook for motivational content that just brightens your day. Ben, what have you got planned for the rest of the day, mate?
Oh, I'm just at work in my corporate job, mate, so yeah, I better get stuck to it. I manage a team out of China, and a lot's going on up there at the moment, so it's pretty quiet, but I've still got some work to do.
Fantastic. Can't wait to speak to you soon, mate. Have a good day.
See you, Ben.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks,
you,
Ben. Bye. What a good sport, eh?
Yeah, no, it's not an easy one. it was a hard little challenge there.
That was
on the challenges with a smile.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Oh, it's always great to chat with them. We can't wait to speak to them again. We've got to make way for Mia on lunch today, so it's a goodbye from all of us. Bernie, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Sophie Gordon, wow, thanks.
See ya.
Mitchell JC, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Wow. It's great to be back. Thanks so much, Rob.
Okay, no worries. Hey, Robbie's Modern Life's the name of the show. Check out all the juiciest bits online in your podcast arena, whatever, you know. Wherever that is.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
And
maybe
stick around.
Google.
Yep, Google. Acast. Whatever. Thanks. We'll see you next week, Monday, midday till 1. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Do hope you enjoy your time. This is Massimo Catalano right now with Foggy Night. Goodbye. Thank you.
It took a little while for that song to play. Yeah.
I can't wait to play The Dark Crypt again.
Mate. Yeah, do you want to have a go after the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it all booted up again.
Same story?
I'd pick up the snake.
But you choose your own adventure, so it can go any twists and turns.
That's what that means.
It felt like it was...